Longbeard.
It's not working.
Is that all you have, Godric?
I'd like to see you do better.
You once threw an anvil of power at me.
It's that bloody rune. It took something out of me.
I think the bog is pulling me down. Pull harder!
I'm pulling as hard as I can. If it were the elf stuck in there instead of you, I'd have pulled an arm off by now.
Give me your other hand, Witram.
I don't think so, elfling.
Wounded pride, Godric. Really? Now?
I have this!
Oh, letter of the damned hand! Why have you stopped pulling?
Drunthale has returned.
Lower your bows, brothers and sisters. This one has done his harm. For that, there will be a reckoning. But for now, there is a greater prey loose in our queen's wood. Give me your hand, Dwadin.
My what?
I think she's offering to help.
Or asking for ours.
All right, then.
With me, then, Treekin. 3, 2, 1. Speak in a language all here can understand. You sorry excuse for a rune of power.
I would mock you for conversing with your jewelry, Godric, but, well...
I have heard enough from you for one lifetime, and then some, elfling. I've had some bad days in my time, and while this is turning out to be up there with the very worst of them, I wager it nothing that a good ale or killing an elf won't solve.
On your stroller, a gossock, a crookstabas!
Shut up!
I've heard the rune whispering before. Normally, after you had drunk yourself unconscious. I've never heard it speak aloud.
Gods! They love the sound of their own voices, especially the dead ones.
It'll be these spirit paths.
You sing true, Oldwood. The life song of the goddess speeds our travel on the root paths. The power this one bears in his metal responds to hers.
You like that, Oathtaker, singing for an elf witch?
Grimnir, or Gossakas, or Gorwick, or Asdrigido.
I told you to shut up!
Thank you again for your help, Hunt Mistress.
The forest heard your regret, Oldwood. Friends we are not, but we share an enemy now.
Well, I'm obliged all the same. I don't fancy being an ornament in Nurgle's garden.
Are we there yet?
Almost. The realm roots allow us to travel with great haste.
It's making me dizzy.
It looks like Godric, but it whines like an acolyte snatched from his cell for the morning sacrifice.
Elgi Elgar.
What does it take to get you to shut up?
Arm yourselves. We're near the Hearthglade.
My axe is always ready, tree wraith.
Come out, mine feculent queen. I know that thou dost veil thy doe-eyed beauty within the bark of this frozen blade. Such modesty, such chastity. Thy feminine virtues doth inflame me, my goddess-to-be. Breaketh the ice, children! The doxy doth hide within one of these ancient trees, but I would bear her forth and look but once upon that lady's verdant countenance before making of her an offering to the Grandfather. For the Grandfather, indeed!
This is the place, all right.
It looks as though their attention is entirely on the sleeping tree lords. There are not even any sentries. If we are quiet, we could...
Oi! Over here, you rancid gargoyles! You vomit breath, flake-skinned, drip-nosed crusts of filth from the unwashed nether reaches of Gazol's underbreeches! Wipe the pus from your eyeball! Never let it be said that Gotrek Gurnison is a difficult dwarf to find when there's trees to be felled and axe work to be done. He's right here. So come and taste the fires of Sangrom Thras if you've an appetite for it. But if not, then I'll be forcing it down your grisly little necks.
He hears the war song of Alariel.
The last thing he needs is encouragement. What is so amusing, Longbeard?
Oh, nothing. Just a passing thought. Kazook!
I still do not trust you, old dwarf.
Awaken, Glatnair! Awaken, Cronlair! Awaken, Lord of the Emerald Bowers and Shield of the Chestnut Thousand! Alariel commands a wild hunt! The Everqueen commands you awaken! Cast off the armor of winter and fight! Awaken!
What is this? Intruders upon my lady's grove? A pox on them, I say! Minstrel, play us a melody to stoke my choler.
If it pleases, sire.
He's mine.
I do not think so.
What is mine?
Tis the Fire Slayer. And worse too, for the wear.
I'm not a Fire Slayer.
Thou lookest half dead already from chill. Yield to me now! The Everqueen's accursed winter shall not touch thee when Nurgle claims this garden.
That tune! I can't...
Yes, Doomseeker. 'Tis the very act of shivering that reminds thee thou art bitter cold. Warmth cometh from acceptance.
Oh, the Slayers used to mock me, you know. Worse, they used to pity me. Said I was unlucky. Said I was cursed. Gotrek Gurnison, the Slayer who couldn't find his doom. Maybe when this winter passes, I'll go back to that hill beyond the walls of Hammerhal. Quarry that stone, raise that hall, get some goats, cut down those bloody trees.
Do not fight it, Dwarven. I see the makings of a leper knight in thee. A fine convert to the Order of Despair.
What were you?
What was I?
You would use sorcery to get me to lie down and die, would you? Make me throw down this axe? If I desired such an end, I would have taken the Elfling's advice and dragged myself to it back in Hammerhall Gyra. Give me Blatty! Give me gore and entrails, broken bones, lumps of meat stuck in trees, and slaves to the dark gods weeping for their mothers!
There aren't as many ways to surrender as there aren't for the body to die and make us new life. No god understands despair like a Lariel. No god fears it so. No other has been to yonder ledge and jumped. Why else would Grandfather desire that lady over all others? Minstron, regale this forest with a more maudlin beat.
The tree lords, they're going back to sleep.
Like the Fire Slayer, hunt, mistress. Thine ancients are ripe with despair.
For the last time, I am not a bloody Fire Slayer.
Calleth on the power of thy god once more, Fire Slayer. Destroy me. I welcome it. For acceptance is the highest virtue in mine master's eyes. Allowest me only to tell the grandfather. It is an equal that sends me to him.
Premier does not do favors, Poxling. Not to you, and as sure as hell, to me.
My Poxiferous Lord!
Good riddance to you, too.
Back at second.
All over my boot.
Now what?
My queen! She comes!
The beetles! They're taking the form of a woman! A goddess! Please, spare my beating heart. She is beautiful. Never did I think my service to the Bloody Handed would see me standing before such a deity.
Aye. Get on your bloody knee, Gotrek.
You do not bow before a goddess.
I thought about it. But if I bow to you, then who else is going to expect the same? Teclis? He'd bloody well like that, wouldn't he? To this lot, you're a goddess, and it's only right and proper they show respect. But to me, if I'm honest, I'm not sure what to call either of us yet. But I'm thinking you and I are not so very different.
The vines that hold you are a part of me. This forest is a part of me. These mountains are a part of me. We are worlds apart, Gotrek Gerson. I could end your life with a whisper.
Maybe.
We've come looking for ancient Hrufgael, milady.
But some of us are more than happy to whet their axe on a goddess if the opportunity presents.
Not now, Gotrek.
I know of your quest, Slayer. I know what you look for and what you seek. And know, too, that they are not the same. Hrufgael is departed, which is, in part at least, how his glade fell. why I was forced to bury this seed of myself in its soil and cloak it in winter ere his return. He left on the same errand that the three-fingered returned. Zegareel, the tyrant of eyes. His silver tower appeared in my child's kingdom at the same time as the Grey Lord besieged Sigmar's city.
Druanthael, your heartwood and your song, my queen.
You will guide the slayer to the Silver Tower. There, you will seek out Hrothgael to retrieve his Lamentiri and revenge his killer, should my child have fallen. Let her lead you, slayer. I cannot promise you the weapons of my lost brother, Grimnir, but follow my huntmistress into Zegareel's tower, and you will find what you need. Consider this my thanks for the slaying of the three-fingered.
Gosh, so bloody dramatic.
Your will is mine, my queen. I will seek out the Silver Tower of the Tyrant of Eyes and learn the fate of ancient Hrothgael.
Aye, I'm sure you will.
A Silver Tower?
Only a goddess would think nothing of sending a mortal to such a place.
Lead the way then, Treekin. Let's be on with this.
I begin to think my life would have been simpler had Cain simply taken me as a bride.
Yeah, it would have been shorter.
That might be preferable where we are going.
So, what's a Silver Tower then?
Realmslayer, Blood of the Old World, by David Gaimer. Part 2, The Everlasting Oath. Performed by Brian Blessed, Penelope Rawlins, Richard Reed, Joe Sheary, Grace Andrews, Andrew Fettis, and Jonathan Keeble.
I'm not one to complain, as you know.
Yes, Gotrek, I have noticed that over the past week since leaving the Kuethnaher Hearthglade.
But as Grimnir is fond of metal, and Grimnir is a lying swine, I despise these gibbering blue monsters.
No, really?
Kill a pink one, and it just splits into two blue ones. Miserable little beggars they are, too. They almost make me feel bad for spawning them. I kill one of them, and it splits into two yellow ones that stink like the sulfurous bits of Karakorum. It is as though they taught me, Elfling, for no matter how many I kill there, there'll always be more, and no matter how many there are... No matter how many there are never enough of the things to kill me! On top of everything else, I think this Fire Slayer rune insulates me against the demon's fire! I hardly even feel it. Hear that, you rubber-limbed demon jackals! Don't be shy now! You're going to have to try harder if you mean to tell your infernal master how you brought down Gotrek Gurnison! And just because I have one eye and I'm up to my grey roots in demon flesh, don't think I can't see what you're up to over there, Elfling.
I do not know what you mean.
You're only killing the pink ones and sending Valea knows how many of these Gribbly nightmares to nip at my calves.
I'm sure you are mistaken.
No need to be surly. I was only saying thank you.
You are welcome. I do not even need to try and get him killed, or so you would think. Dranthiel, perhaps it is this horde of demons we have stumbled upon, or the bellows of a mad Duarden that impair my senses, but I feel certain there is no citadel of sorcery and change within this glade.
No, it is not here.
Oh, I am so glad that we have one of the fabled scouts of the Sylvaneth as our guide.
The Silver Tower exists outside of time and mortal dimensions. It might just as easily have made itself small enough to disappear into the forest, or tucked itself into a fold in the ether.
It has not done either of those things, though, has it?
Apparently not. Oh, look out behind you.
If you wish to help, Wittrum, then you could start by getting up off that tree stump. I have seen you fight.
Preserving my strength, lass. You don't get to grow a beard this long by exerting yourself too early.
The Silver Tower was here. The Ever Queen would not guide us astray. It has left its corruption on her forest.
You have not been long with us, Huntress, but if a demonic horde is not evidence enough of a chaos incursion upon the mortal realms, then Gotrek's good humor will be.
Oh, well, it was a good effort. Gave it a best swing.
So quick to give up?
It could be anywhere in the mortal realms now, or beyond. It's a Silver Tower, it's what they do.
No, it is more than that. The Silver Tower frightens you. Why?
Well, I...
The Silver Tower is elsewhere, but I hear yet the life song of those it has stolen from my queen's forest.
I thought Alariel's song didn't carry over the barriers between realms. I've met tree folk from Shaiish to Aziri, even in Akshi, if you can imagine that. But seldom more than a handful in an enchanted forest here and a forgotten glade there. They've never been what you'd call properly adjusted.
It must have moved only recently. Like walking through goose grass, it has left a tendril of life energy and unsettled magics that I can sense.
Where is it?
I see a forest, lush and green, but unlike those of Gairan, I see stalking things, biting things, killing things, rats that scurry. I see poisonous serpents and lurking reptiles and plants that snare and eat what birds dare visit their flowers. It is a cruel perversion of my lady's realm.
Sounds like somewhere in Kerr.
Kerr? I've not heard of that one yet.
You will like it, Gotrek. The realm of beasts.
Ooh.
All dead. Pathetic creatures. My arm is barely even warm. But what was this, Elfling? There is a whole realm of beasts. Why am I only hearing of this now?
The forest knows of a realm gate to Gur. It is not far from here.
You speak of Olikowatl, the realm serpent.
You know it?
The more of Sotek, aye. For if jumping into a fire weren't dangerous enough, you could always bathe in oil beforehand.
Where are you off to, tree witch?
The Ever Queen bade me to seek out the Silver Tower and recover the Lamentiri of ancient Hruthgael. You may follow, or you may not, but my way is clear.
What is a little added danger, Witrom? If we are lucky, then maybe Gotrek will get himself killed before we even reach the Silver Tower.
I don't think she's joking.
Nor am I!
Sigma, hear me. All my mortal life, I dreamed of being a hero in your armies. I wish only to serve you now. God King, please, if I have failed you in some way, then I beg you, tell me. Show me how I might make amends. What is this voice that speaks to me when you do not? What tongue of the mortal realms does it speak? Answer me, Sigma!
Would you address Lord Castellan Tansiris Oathforge thus, Prosecutor Jardaeus?
Lord Relictor Secrus, forgive me. I did not mean...
Sigma has it in his power to forgive. You and I, however, we are merely his servants. Answer the question, Prosecutor. Would you demand such answers from your Lord Castellan?
No, Lord Relictor.
Then what makes you think to do so of Sigma Heldenhammer, God King Avazir, foremost of the gods? Is it because Sigmar is not here with you in this sanctum as I am? Or out there defending the walls of this Stormkeep with Ancyrus? Do you think that means he does not hear?
I do not know, Lord Relictor. I fear it. I thought that reforging would bring certainty and strength. The God King has granted me the power to stand against foes who would before have slain me in a heartbeat. He has given me these wings that I might carry that power wherever his defiance is needed. And yet, what I feel above all is doubt. I feel as though my destiny is not wholly my own.
You carry a spark of the storm eternal within your soul. You have no destiny that is not now bound eternally to Sigmar's, and that is a gift, Jardaeus.
But I feel torn, as though another contests the God King for some part of it. Who was I, Secrus? What manner of being could lay a claim on my soul even now?
You are young, Jardaeus. Recently slain and newly forged. You have died and been remade as an anvil of the Heldenhammer. Doubt is natural. But you have been chosen. Remember that. Hold it to that place where a living heart once beat. You have been chosen to serve beyond death in the storm hosts of the God King, where untold others have been left to fade into the underworlds of Shaiish.
A voice speaks to me when I seek to pray, Lord Relictor. It speaks in a language I do not remember ever hearing, but it is not a human tongue that speaks it. My recollections of my mortality are dim. A city in the desert. A lion on the wind, black and gold. The same colors I wear now. I remember a mother, an uncle, comrades. But they are nameless shades, existing in a different world to that which Sigma has chosen for me. But within that fog, I see a Dwardin, a fire slayer, I think. His hair is red and struck with gold. His axe burns. He calls to me from beyond the cosmic storm. His name is...
Enough, Jordaeus. No more. We all had lives before this one, but they are gone now. Shed like the shrouds in which our mortal remains were buried. The hallowed knights may record their memories in the sepulchre of the faithful, and I am told that some amongst the Astral Templars deliberately seek out mortal servants from their old cultures to remind them of past deeds. But we are the Anvils of the Heldenhammer. We are dust and bone, our glories long buried beneath the sands of time. We do not speak of such things. You should have been told this already, before you were permitted to depart the Mausoleum of the Lost in Sigmaran to join us here in Gur.
My desire is only to serve, to emulate the great heroes of old. But these questions... I have to share them with someone, or I fear I will lose my mind. Who can I talk to if not the Lord Relictor, charged with the sanctity of my soul?
You may confide in Sigmar, Jordaeus, and no other.
Yes, Lord Relictor.
For now, Ancyrus's need for you is greater.
You mean?
It is time for you to don Storm Shield and Mask Impassive, and to take up your javelin in real battle. Against my better judgment, it is time for you to face the enemies of Sigmar alongside your brothers.
Enough! Doomseeker! They are but saplings! Can you not hear how they cry out?
If you can't leave a few dead trees behind you, then what's the point of traipsing through a bloody forest?
What is that? Thunder?
It's the Realm Serpent!
Is it always this violent?
No, girl! Something has angered!
Gotrek has that effect on the best of us.
You're not wrong, but no. Something must be up on the other side.
Are we supposed to just climb onto its tail? Look at the size of it! It would be like trying to leap onto a passing comet!
The tail's rising again!
It'll be back down!
It's moving away! Come on!
I said enough! Heart, little saplings, pull up your roots. Shed your coats of earth and stone. Heart!
Now that is where a Kurnoth Huntress comes in useful.
You could have done that at the start.
The life here is fragile. It suffers under the cold light of Azir. To command it in this way is to weaken it further. But you give me no choice.
Azir? The Realm of Heavens? Yes? Where the Elfling would have me go? You promised this realm gate led to the Realm of Beasts!
Only Kawatul was a Star Titan. He fell from heaven to Gairan. He found a glade here in the Nevergreen Mountains, where the walls between realms were thin and bored through. But Sigmar by then had barred the way to his realm.
You seem to know a lot about it.
I've traveled a lot.
The Star Titan found itself drawn instead to the jungles of Olor in Gur. He has been trapped between the two realms ever since. Not a portal, a bridge. A bridge of the Realm Serpent's own body.
Not all realm gates are as easy to walk as the Storm Rift of Hammerhal.
The Star Titans are true immortals. It should have died and been reborn to Azir long ago.
Devouring the energies of Gur has prolonged its life and filled its back with every beast imaginable to Dwarden, human, or Auruk, I might add.
Good.
The tail! It is coming down!
Aye, Elfling! I see it! Clear the way, Tree Witch, before it moves again, or watch me wield my axe once more! The last one on the serpent's back is your beardless halfling!
How many times did I dream of this day?
Is that fear I hear in your voice?
No, Lord Relictor. The sight of these children of ruin crawling over my god and master's walls, it makes the storm in me thunder like a second heart.
Poetic.
Yes, I believe I read that passage somewhere. Long ago.
This is the Mortis Rock. It was built 200 years ago by Lord Castellant and Silas to hold the Gur side of the Olicoatl Realm Bridge, to honor the oath made to Star Master Zektoka, to hold this gate until the end of time.
A warrior must honor his oaths.
That he must. What is it, Jordaeus? You are distracted.
I do not know, Lord Relictor. This talk of oaths and debt, it is nothing. Forgive me.
Then look there, where the outer walls of the Ward of Stars once stood. The Silver Tower of Zergariel, one of the Damned Nine, gaunt summoner of Tzeentch, the so-called Tyrant of Eyes.
You need say no more, Lord Relictor. I feel the weight of it from here like a curse upon my soul.
Upon all our souls, Jordaeus. It is a splinter of the Changer's accursed domain upon Sigmar's blessed order. Is there some malign intent that causes it to manifest within a stormkeep consecrated to the God King? Or does its demonic castellan simply taunt us with our impotence at its incursion? I know not, but every guise of evil in this realm has been drawn to its gates and through us. Were it up to me, I would abandon the Ward of Stars to them and withdraw to the Realm Bridge. Our oath binds us to defend only the gate. Let those foul creatures murder one another over their prize. I would whisper no prayer for those trapped forevermore in the madness therein.
Lord Relictor!
Fly, Jordaeus, fly! And fear no death!
Fear no death, Lord Relictor!
Jordaeus! I am Volta, Prosecutor Prime of the Carrion Wings. With me! You see that war balloon?
They're firing on us!
Then help me send the scurrying creatures to the jungle floor where they belong.
Sigma, give me the strength. And I will tear this abominable machine from your skies. No, not here in battle too.
Sigmar is far, far from this place. Stop. The power of the Grey Lord is mightier here. Yes, yes. Guns of Clan Skaya, the Wingdings. Kill shoot!
If we cannot slay them from afar, then we must do so in close. Sigma! I only serve the God King! Die, vermin! There is no realm that the might of Sigmar cannot reach.
They are not finished yet, Jordaeus.
Welcome to Ancyrus's Oakforged, Prosecutor.
Thank you, Prosecutor Prime. This is my first battle.
In this life, perhaps, you would not be here in black and gold if you were not a hero of many.
I appreciate your faith in her. Aetherwing, what word do the heralds of Azir bring?
I do not know. They speak with too much urgency.
Skaven war machine strike at the Realm Bridge, Carrion Wing!
Sekhras, do warriors not hold the Realm Bridge portal?
A thunderhead, Brotherhood of the Oathforged. But the Skaven do not attack the garrison directly. They assault the gate itself with their infernal artillery from the air. And Cyrus has underestimated these vermin. They are not here solely to drive us from the Ward of Stars and claim the Silver Tower. They mean to slay Ollicoatl and destroy the bridge to Gyron.
Why? What purpose could it serve them?
Is such a feat even possible?
Ollicoatl is a Star Titan and a God-killer. Were he assailed by the engines of any other warlord, I would say it was not. But as I told Ancyrus, one underestimates this foe at their peril. Rally your Angelos, Voltar! Withdraw to Citadel! We will cede the Skaven this much sky, for now.
As you command, Lord Relictor. The everlasting oath will not be forsaken on this or any day. Prosecutors, to me! Fear no death!
Fear no death!
I have seen Dracolands and Star Drakes, the storm gargants that guard the Thunder Gates to the heart of Sigmaron, and even once, the God King himself. But I never thought that such a thing as this could be. It is as though Dracothian himself chews through the wall of the realm to consume us all. Can even the machines of the Grey Lord slay such a titan of Azir?
If there is but the slimmest chance, then they must be prevented ere we all return to the Star Ziggurat of Zektoka to share in Ancyrus's disgrace for failing to uphold the everlasting oath! Bring the vermin death! Bring them! The Storm Eternal!
There are too many. Their weapons are too powerful.
Fear no death! Scatter them to the grave winds of Chaos!
For Sigmar! Sigmar!
That airship, Jordaeus, it is bigger than the others. I would wager Sigmar's hammer when the Grey Lord himself is aboard. Take it! I will draw their fire!
Sigmar! Die in the God King's name, vermin! How many times did I dream of this day? A just and righteous cause. To fight in a battle that mattered. This is everything I ever wished for. I know it.
Sigmar remembers.
Does he know? I wonder.
Why then do I wish for more? Why does my heart draw me to some other place than here, where it belongs?
I should have said thank you very much, bid you good luck on your journey to Hammerhall, and gone straight back to Edassa to count my blessings.
That's what he would have said.
And did he, this manling you keep alluding to, live to splendid old age?
Who are you?
What destiny animates your soul that even the fury of the Forge Eternal cannot strike the trace of it from mine?
Life is full of such disappointments, Manling, great and small. Don't be so quick to welcome death, though. It has eluded me thus far.
I am Jordaeus Lionheart, a Stormcast Eternal. That life is over.
You remind me of him, Manling, and that's not always a good thing.
Who is him? Sigma! Why must I hear this voice instead of yours?
What would Vandas do? What would Kaioken Hammer Friend do?
Die, stop failure!
Am I alone in having doubts?
Earth is coming, Jordaeus! We are the Oathforged, and we are their doom! Bring it down, my brothers! Bring it down!
A spark of Sigma's Storm Eternal animates my soul. It can only be that he wishes for me to have these answers. Forgive me, brothers.
Where are you going, Jordaeus? Stand by your oath!
Forgive me. A warrior must honor his oaths. I have to cross the Realm Bridge. I have to find the Doomseeker.
It's like killing zombies in the Reichshaunt, beastmen in the Drachvals, goblins in the Underdeeps and the Eight Peaks, only all at the same time. It reminds me of the Realm of Chaos.
We are between the realms here, Gotrek, where no single alignment of magic holds sway. Every fell creature of the Realm of Beasts has been drawn here, seeking the promise of Gairam. The stars boil, and the very ground beneath us is a living thing wishing us ill. The similarities are greater than you think. Behind you!
Not a bad place for a slayer to while a millennia of five, eh? What is that tree banshee wailing about now? She hasn't let up since we climbed onto this beast and passed from the Nethergreen Mountains.
I'll wager this is her first time beyond the borders of Gairan.
I cannot hear her. I cannot hear my queen. She sings, but I do not hear.
Protect her, Wittrum. She is the only one who can track the movements of the Silver Tower.
You all put too much stock in the whisperings and mutterings of those you call gods. I, as a follower of the cult of Grimnir, I shave my head and cut my skin. But if you think I ever chased after this greater demon or that dragon sword because he told me so, then you're madder than a night goblin with a head full of madcap. Follow gods and prophecies, and you're apt to end up like Snorri Nose Biter, a head full of nails and thin air, and disappointed come the end.
Remember, we are supposed to be crossing the bridge. The granite-headed fool will see us all killed long before he falls himself.
Dorothael! Dorothael!
You dare lay your hands on me?
Come on, lass!
Is this how the flesh and blood races live? In silence, Nothing but the spirit echo of their creator's song in their breast. Take my hand, Dwadin. Feel how my heartwood trembles.
Ow, 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 bloody ow! What now?
A dire flock! Cover your ears, Witchrot, my... What vision is this? Lady Witchblade! No! No!
No! My Rumi is gone! Gone! Vengeance will be mine, son. When our foes outnumber the jewels of the everlasting realm, I'll take up my axe once more. Ignore the premonitions of doom, Darkling. Bring the birds down and they'll pass.
I saw my mistress. Her knives! I could not move! Where is Gotrek? The dire flock did not even slow him down!
I can't think of anything more likely to goad that particular Dwadin than a premonition of his own doom. Go! After him! I'll take care of Durantheal!
I see beast men, centaurs, squeaks, and something beyond that horde of orcs that looks like a zoat. I thought them an elven myth, a foolish legend of old ones, elementalists, and tree-hugging lizards. And what's that? I think I once saw something with that many legs in the cursed marshes west of Marienburg. I see Chimera Hydra! I can almost smell the spilt beer and the meat roasting for me in the ancestors' hall. Well, fill your tankards, carve a platter, and spare the juices for dipping stone bread. Gotrek, son of Gurney, will soon be banging on your gates, and he's a terrible thirst for ale!
Shard of Cain, it is not just the beasts of Gur we fight, but the Star Titan itself.
Holy Coatl is angry. I fear there'll be no crossing the realm bridge with the god beast in such a fury. Even if Durantheal was still in any shape to lead the way.
What do you suggest?
Shelter. If Durantheal is going to pull herself together, then it's not going to be in the midst of this.
We are on the back of a Star Titan, trapped in the gulf between two realms. What makes you think such a place exists? Wait, do you see that, Witram? There, hidden where the realm serpent's coils fold its spine beneath us.
I see nothing, but I haven't the fair eyes of a Darkling Shadowblade.
If Oli Coatl could stop writhing for a moment, I've seen grots that hold up better under torture.
I expect you have.
It is a tower.
Who'd build a tower on the back of a godsnake in the void between Gur and Gairan?
Nothing that we have encountered so far. We can shelter there and regroup. Perhaps even see our destination from its summit.
What do you call that there? It looks as though someone crossed a chaos giant with a Charybdis, then mated its offspring to a Minotaur.
I don't think it has a name. Gotrek!
The rune!
Molyneth!
fought Gotrek that way, but you're too slow to lay a blow on me, beast! I was starting to fear that you would actually never die. Finally, I can cut this rune from your stubborn Dwarden hide and get as far away from your insanity as a realm gate to Azerheim can take me. You still draw breath? I told you that one day I would cut out your heart and eat it, Gotrek. Luckily for you, I must make this quick and will content myself with the master rune. Oh, but pray, Gotrek, do scream for me just once.
Unhand him! I am Jordaeus Lionheart of the Oathforged. You will have to go through me, daughter of Cain.
The temple and the storm hosts were always technically aligned, I know. But the Lady Witchblade always thirsted for the day she would be called to bring one of your kind down. The Hammer Hand. The Sure Heart. The Bear Eater. She prepared as well. I was always curious to know if a reforged Eternal would bleed.
You would have to cut me first, Cainite.
It depends on the manner of the reforging, I suppose. I see from your armor that you are of the Anvils of the Heldenhammer. Then you are dead. I suspect your veins were bled dry a century ago.
You know a lot about the Storm Hosts of Sigmar.